All right, welcome back to the pregame show. We're bringing in Coach Steve Huff to talk about last week's game before we turn the focus to senior day and senior night here for the College Station Cougars. And Coach, great high school football game. The old average of running out of time or whoever had the ball last really played into that game with up until the last stop, y'all had matched each other touchdown for touchdown every quarter of that game.
Yeah, you know, we did come up short. But again, I think when you look at it and lay it all on the line, you know, four turnovers is awful tough to overcome the other night. So kind of put us behind the eight ball a little bit there. But I like the way the kids battled, a lot of grit the other night, and going down scoring there late in the ball game. You know, just didn't quite get it done. But, you know, hopefully we got some things shored up and ready to go this week.
It's, you know, the games that y'all have, you know, haven't been able to come out on top on this year. Turnovers have been one of those things that have kind of, you know, shown themselves in those games. And against better teams, you've got to, you know, they make you pay when you do have turnovers.
Absolutely. And, you know, we got one turned over to us the other night and then turned it right back over. And that was right at midfield and felt good about the way we moved the ball at that time. And then early in the game, we had one and felt good about the way we were moving the ball at that time. So, again, you know, it's not you don't want to say it's part of the game. It definitely was part of the game the other night. They, you know, we were able to scoop and score on one of theirs. But again, this time of the year, it's not something we want happening.
You know, Dunn had a good night throwing the football. Did they really present anything you didn't expect? I mean, that kind of was what y'all had taken away from them a year ago, was the ability to have that passing game and breaking the big plays.
Absolutely. You know, inability to get pressure on him. When it did, we got a little pressure, then the ball was away quick. You know, trying to do some things to cut down some of the easier throws to the outside by taking our guys and widening them a little bit. And so we got in a little bit of a chess match there and just got stung. But he did have a good night. And they've got two or three kids that do a really good job catching the ball. In their offensive scheme, they do a good job. They do a lot of things that can create a lot of havoc in the secondary with all their compressed sets. You know, there were a few times there we didn't respond very well. But, again, I like the way the kids battled, you know, to the tail end of things. And again, hopefully we'll shore things up this week.
We've talked about it on the air. Y'all guys don't just give up on a play. I mean, more than once this year you've tracked a guy down inside the 10-yard line. It led to a field goal in a big spot earlier in the year against Magnolia. They did get touchdowns there, but just talk about the emphasis on playing to the whistle and offensively and defensively. And you run a guy that, you know, that turns a, you know, a 70-yard touchdown into a 65 or 60-yard play. That doesn't happen too often, and y'all have done that more than once.
Yeah, that's the one thing. You know, you take away the first game of the year where we gave away some, you know, just uncontested throws in that game. One thing is that if somebody breaks away, the kids, you know, do a good job chasing. They just keep chasing. They play all the way through. And I think the one thing that happened early in the year or in the mid-year there at the Magnolia game proved to be big, and that's one of those points you talk to kids about playing all the time and not letting the Leon Lett thing of the world come through and get to you. So, you know, sometimes kids have to see it and it has to happen before, you know, it's a true belief. I think that definitely has changed the thought process, and the kids do a great job chasing those down.
I know that when you get in a game like you had on Friday night, when the going back and forth, the way the offense was going, it seemed like that, you know, your pace when y'all got to it again, it wasn't going to shorten that game. It seemed like that was a game that the winner was going to be in the 40s. Did y'all think that pretty early on, that this was a game where offense was going to be what won a game or lost a game the other night?
I don't know necessarily if that's kind of what we had thought process wise. As the game progressed, it looked like that you know, they were definitely hitting a pretty good lick on offense, and we were going to have to match them. And so, you know, for us matching the other night, getting our pace going again, you know, once again, running game, getting our running game going and getting our motion game going. And that was big for us. And that's one thing, you know, we talked to the kids a lot about offensively is first down. And we had a lot more success on first down. And although we got oddly into, I think, fourth and one three times and fourth and two twice the other night, and converted all of them, which I don't think I've ever been in a game where we did that either. But again, getting the running game going, those situations, the motion game going, and both of our backs, that helps us a bunch in our pace game.
Coach, the playoffs really start tonight for y'all. I mean, y'all are in a position where you control your own destiny. You win tonight, you're second place. You know that you'll be playing the next week at home. If it goes the other way, you've got to get some help to make the playoffs. There's a lot going on tonight, to have the kind of, second season that y'all are really used to with the Cougar High football program.
Absolutely, and I think that's exactly how we approach it. The playoffs started a week early, and that's okay. I mean, that's the situation we're in. There's nothing we can do about that. We put ourselves in that situation, and I can't say that Tom Ball didn't have something to do with that because they played a very good game the other night. But again, we are where we're at because of what happened last week. So it is a win, and you get to play. It's, one of the odd things about it is you win, you're hosting. You lose a ball game, there's a chance you're not playing the next week. So it was a very high and a very low on that. But again, we've been the size of kids. I think they all understand, what the importance is. And for us, it's senior night. So we want to make sure that we put our best foot forward those older kids.
I know that, this senior group kind of was a bridge between – the state championship group that you have very few players that were even on the field when you played up at in Dallas, but kind of bridging to a younger group that, their success has been watching the older groups. And I know this senior class wants to go out and continue the legacy that's been here, that each and every year the Cougars have made the playoffs.
There's no doubt, and it's a very cohesive group. It's a big group for us. I think there are 43 seniors that are still with us, and so you look at that, and these kids have played for the majority of them played ball together probably since seventh grade. So again, coming up all the way through, and like I said, early in the year, it's going to come down to the last game, last quarter, and so here we are going into the last ball game, and it will go down to the wire, and these seniors are well prepared, and they played together, very cohesive group. So look forward for their opportunities tonight.
I know that last year, a great game over in Magnolia, one of those games that went down to the wire. I know they had a big senior group. They had some changes, and then they also had a coaching change, but it's somebody that was our offensive coordinator. Much difference in what you've seen in film from last year to this year?
There's really not much. There's some. I'm sure there's some things that Justin's tweaked, but he's done a great job taking over. Defensive coordinator's the same. They look identical on defense, very fast, very physical. They run well the ball. Offensively, they're still doing some of the same things with some of the same kids on that perimeter. But just a very well, very sound football team. You look at them top to bottom, and you look at the way they run, and it reminds me of a lot of our district. I mean, there's just some teams in our district that can run. From taking player number 22 all the way to player number one, there's in our district teams can run, and that seems to be the theme this year.
They were in a much a dogfight last week, a rivalry game in town. You're a couple years removed from having that in your set. The emotion and effort that they put into that game, and then up against such a physical Magnolia team, I guess this is a good time to play them the week after they have to go through emotions and physicality. In their loss last week.
I think one of the things, looking at from their side of things is they're already in the playoffs. But last year we faced in the same situation as far as, playoffs, home game. They're the same way. They're looking for a home game also. There's some things that could possibly happen, weirdly enough, that would get that for them. But at the same time, for us, it's about coming out and playing, a very good opponent and not worrying about and talking about, what the game could have done for or against them from last week. Because there's no doubt a rivalry game, and I'm sure they would rather play that earlier. But they're a well-coached ball team, and that week's gone. So I look for their best game.
I know this is a time of year y'all aren't going to look ahead, but teams that are not with winning records are going to be playing some playoff football. I know that this district that doesn't really happen. You've got to be 500 or better to get in the playoffs. And this district, do you think it's as tough as it was last year? and here in game number 10 of the season, that y'all are battle-tested because of the toughness of this district.
Absolutely, and I think even when you take the top to bottom of the district, how it's gone this year, scores are closer in other games, and then when you look at what's going on in the top, whatever, I've said it before. I remember talking about it last year. Fortunately, we were in at that time, but there was going to be a very good football team at home last year not playing, and that was ended up being Magnolia. Had the leading rusher in the district, and, they had done a lot of good things last year. Same way this year, there's going to be a good football team that's not going to be playing next week. But again, that is our district. I think this is a very, very, very tough district, top to bottom, and you can appreciate playing that type of competition every year, every week.
All right, Coach, we hope that we're talking next week. If the Cougars get a victory, we'll be back in the pregame show next week. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Steve Huff. We return. We'll get you ready for the last home game of the year here at Cougar Stadium tonight. You're listening to College Station Cougar Football on Maverick 100.9 FM.